Well, Jeff, you must have been pretty pleased to get top up a win after such a long run of outs.
Yeah, we're pleased to see him starting a bit of form again. He was pretty promising early, and he had a bad patch. He broke a pedal bone and got out of action for a while, and when he came back, he didn't strike his best form.
Well, he showed a lot of potential as a three-year-old. He won a couple of races in good time. He ran 4 seconds and four-thirds from 11 starts as a three-year-old, so his career was promising to start off with.
Yeah, he was very promising. He used to work very good, and he won a couple of races going 2-1, and the mile rate of 2-1, and run a couple of pretty good horses down, and I thought he'd go through the classes pretty quickly.
When did he get diagnosed with the broken pedal bone, Jeff?
Well, he won a couple of races, I suppose it'd be a year ago now, I can't remember exactly when it was, but anyway, he won a couple of races pretty quickly, and anyway, I pushed him out at the start pretty quick one day at Mowbray, and he led, and he was the first horse beaten and pulled up pretty short, and anyway, he was a little bit lame, and I got him X-rayed, and they said he'd fractured a pedal bone, so he was out of action then for about 6 months, and before I started working him again, and then when I brought him back to racing, he didn't strike his best form a couple of times. I gave him a good run in the race, and at the top of the straight, I thought he had him covered, and he didn't pass a horse, and I thought, you know, that wasn't like him. I thought one of two things: either something wrong with him, or he was squibbing a bit. So anyway, I ran a couple of blood tests done on him, and he showed up some inflammation in his blood. Treated him for a while when I was racing, and he didn't respond, and so we thought, well, the best thing to do would be to spell him and treat him extensively and see if we could get a response, and which I did, and he's responded and come back and worked good and has raced well since.
This win was the one you were looking for, wasn't it?
Yeah, I wanted to win this one. He'd run two good races. I took him to Hobart first up. He hadn't been to the trials or anything, but he'd been working around my track as quick as I've been around it, and I expected, you know, if he had his mind on the job, he'd go good. But he drew the outside to front, so I took him back to the back and just tried him out in the run home, and he flashed home and only went under a bar about a nose, I think.
Well, a win's a win, and the injury that he sustained, the pedal bone injury, It's not a strange injury to your stable. You've had some decent horses suffer this injury, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had several of them. Sam Carmichael broke three, and Top Page was showing very good potential, and I thought to win the gold slipper with him when he was a two-year-old, and he fractured a pedal bone and had to have 7 or 8 months off. But they've all come back and raced good after, I think. You know, if you look after them well when they're injured, I think if you give them a chance and make sure that they've recovered before you work them, that they don't usually give a lot of trouble, although Sam Carmichael contradicted it a bit.
Well, Sam Carmichael had three fractured pedal bones, but he came back as an 11-year-old after his third break and won races.
Yeah, well, that proves that, you know, they can do it, but my horses haven't all that really serious ones. I'm not too sure just how serious they can be, but I've heard of a few people, you know, saying they've had broken pedal bones, they'd never be any good, but the ones that I've had, I can only speak of, and they've all recovered quite well.
Where do you go with Top Up now, Jeff?
We'll just take them as they come. It's always a worry when you've had a horse that shows potential and then loses form, and then you get him back to form, and it's always a worry whether he'll maintain it or not, but we'll just play it by ear from now on, and pleased to have him going good, and you know, his work's excellent, so I'll just take the races as they come and just try and keep the form.